This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Cray adds new product line
and increasing focus on the HPC mid-range.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for March 26, 2010, available every Friday on iTunes. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360. Good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Michael.
I know you've been on the road a lot lately. Welcome back to sunny California.
Yeah, it's nice to be back off the road, although I had a good time at the HPCC conference and some other things. Although being back at home, it's more that some of the events have been local. I was at the Dell Analyst Day all day on Wednesday and was pleasantly surprised at the amount of HPC content they had. But that's not the biggest of the vendor news we had this week.
Right. Earlier in the week, we saw Cray introduced a new family of entry and mid-level HPC systems. It's something they had promised just a month or so ago, something to fit in between basically the CX1 desk side machines and their XT minis. But these are essentially the big brothers of the CX1 machines that Cray introduced back in 2008.
Right, this is the CX1000 line that's now going to be Cray's addition to the HPC mid-range.
Right, the CX1000s, right, they've got three flavors, the CX1000C and G and then S, which they haven't, the last one they haven't talked too much about, but that's the SMP version. Mm-hmm. But basically, these are entry and mid-level cluster machines plus the SMP machine, and they're all based on Xeon Intel chips, so they're sort of just the move up from the CX1, and basically they just take off from where the CX1 leaves off. Those were 8-blade systems at the top end, and these start basically at 16 blades. And it's a nice set. They're basically covered all their bases with the architectures. The C version is your straight cluster, just CPUs basically, and then the G version is the GPU accelerated version with NVIDIA Tesla acceleration chips. And then the CX1000S is the SMP version, and they haven't talked too much about it because those are going to be based on the Nehalem EX chips, which aren't quite out yet. Those will be announced next week, I think.
Well, there are a couple things that I like about this. I mean, it's nice to see that what you get what you expect from Cray here, in that there's a strong focus on architecture, and that they have different architectural options, even though you might think of it as a mid-range system. They're not just playing it strictly vanilla, that you've got accelerator options, that you've got SMP options, and this increasing focus on SMP availability is something that we talked about as part of my presentation in Newport at HPCC. This was the deleted vendor name that I couldn't say yet in terms of a company coming out with an SMP, but this is a nice offering from Cray.
Right, and they basically, I mean, they're looking at these three architectures basically as the three architectures that, at least in the near term, are going to be the ones that are going to be adopted pretty much mainstream in the industry, and they basically covered all their bases here. And even though they are sort of distinct sort of offerings, you can mix and match these and put these different machines into the same cabinet, and they're provisioned by the software stacks that they're offering with this, which can be either Windows HPC based or Linux based with their own cluster manager. So even though they're sort of distinct type of architectures, they're able to sort of aggregate these together.
Yeah, and I think the more that Cray talks about them as a family, the better off they'll be. They have this bit of an engineering tendency to over-specify things down at the naming level.
Right. Yeah,
really, they've got a CX1, they've got a CX1000. I think that's fine, and to start worrying about the distinctions between what's a -LC versus what's a -S versus, you start overthinking it a little bit. But
right. But
it is nice that they're bringing some of these options into the mid-range. I think the availability of Windows is particularly noteworthy, as Microsoft Microsoft continues to make entry or penetration into the HPC space. This is another one of the trends that we called out, that we think we're still relatively early into what's going to be a long-term transition to Windows as a viable option in the HPC industry.
Yeah, and the Windows piece of this story is actually a big part of the story, because the whole marketing of this is based on basically offering a mid-range or entry-level system with sort of the same turnkey HPC experience they're promising with the CX1 desktop systems. Now, this, obviously, they're moving up the food chain a little bit with these larger systems. I mean, do you think this ease-of-use strategy is still the way to go in the entry and mid-range market?
Well, I think it's right to make them easy to use, that's what people are ultimately going to need if they're adopting systems in the entry level and mid-range. If you start looking for that missing middle, ease of everything is going to be an important part of the buying experience. However, I've been pretty clear that I think that that's the wrong marketing message for Cray. That, you know, if you're out looking for a really easy to use system, I don't think Cray is the first brand name that pops to mind, whether it's actually easy to use or not. I'd like to see Cray talking about how much they can do on these machines, right? You know, even if you're marketing a system in the entry level or mid range, people who are buying these or adopting HPC think of these as powerful systems, the most powerful they've ever bought. And, you know, let's use the Cray brand name here, fellas. This is a Cray, and talk about what you can do with it. I just think ease of everything is a bit of a soft marketing message. You know, when it's coming from a company with a brand like Cray.
Yeah, well, they definitely are trying to get that differentiation for themselves. I mean, they're positioning their XT systems as sort of production supercomputers, and these systems as sort of just another side of their business. And they've definitely made that choice. So we'll see how it works out. I mean, it's somewhat ironic that Cray is now sort of jumping sort of feet first into this entry level and mid range market. IDC just reported this past week the supercomputer segment grew something like 25% last year. Of course, that was a very bad year, and the supercomputing segment got a lot of kick from government stimulus money. But certainly the supercomputing segment is healthy right now, and probably will continue to be healthy since there's still a lot of government spending, and that just seems to be a good segment right now, and Cray will obviously benefit from that. But
right.
But now they're jumping into this entry level and mid-range market. Now you guys have just done some studies or have been doing studies on this market segment. What's your general impression of the health of this particular segment?
Well, you brought up a couple different things there, Michael. First of all, I did see the IDC announcement, and we agree that the supercomputing sector of the market was an area of at least relative strength. We had the overall market off a little more than IDC did, but I don't want to get into the differences between our methodology and theirs on our podcast. We agree with the overall trend that the market was down, and that supercomputing and government was an area of relative strength compared to the other ones. With regards to entry level and mid range in particular, and all the talk that there is around this missing middle, that's where it's really important to understand the data from a usage model standpoint, from a demand side of how are these systems getting configured or used when they get to the user site. Because when you first look at the shipment numbers, you say, well, wait a minute, how could this be missing? Because the entry level and mid range combined for about 50% of the overall market revenue, which when you multiply it out by the smaller user side, makes it look like there's lots of users out there. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that when you really start breaking that down, first of all, the majority of those system shipments in the entry level and mid-range are actually upgrades or additions to larger systems that when you talk strictly on the supply side or the vendor side, you know, they don't see that in the, you know, they see a shipment, but they don't know that it got added on to a system when it got to the user side. So it's really a fallacy to call that an entry level system when it's just more nodes for a large cluster.
So you're saying it's not a build from the bottom approach, it's trickle down, you're saying that market.
that a lot of the entry level and mid range systems are actually upgrade or add on nodes. This is a big learning point that came out from our annual site census surveys, which we've just launched our third one in the field right now, our third annual site census. So, finding out that usage pattern is very important. The other thing is a lot of them that truly are entry level and mid range systems are going to users who also have high-end and supercomputing systems. They just also have mid-range and entry-level systems as part of their environment. So while that is an entry-level or mid-range system, it's incorrect to think of that as an entry-level or mid-range user. So when you actually start looking at how many entry-level and mid-range users there are, it's not 50% of the system revenue out there. It's more like 10 or 15% of the system revenue out there by the time you factor in all of those other trends, which points to the fact that there really is a missing middle to be concerned about. Where is all of this HPC adoption? It's kind of like we're standing at the top of a very big and bushy tree, but looking down at how thick the trunk is below us, right? We'd like to see a little more growth there, and that's part of what Cray is targeting with the CX-1000.
Right, and it's still obviously a big revenue opportunity anyway, whether these systems are dependent upon, sort of their larger brethren or not. It's a decent revenue opportunity, and certainly, this is why Cray and others are interested in going after it.
Well, yeah, and it certainly caught Dell's attention as well. Dell had a ton of HPC messaging as part of their analyst day, looking at their PowerEdge servers, their 1950s, and what they can do to build that out, both for traditional HPC markets as well as what we would refer to as edge HPC markets. Or for Dell, they were actually very heavy on cloud computing, looking at both SaaS models for HPC, as well as providing the back-end infrastructure for people who want to be cloud providers. So there was a lot from Dell on that this week.
Right, and that's sort of a totally different approach than what Cray is doing. Obviously, Cray is purpose-built HPC, whereas Dell, and they're not alone. I mean, HP and IBM do this too. They put out these general-purpose servers and hardware infrastructure that are basically aimed at hyperscale type installations, and that includes HPC, so it's sort of a different way to attack that market.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in terms of the different approaches to attack the mid-range. HP has been looking at it, Intel has been looking at it. It's not unique to just one or two vendors, and that's only on the system side. There's a lot going on the storage and data management side, interconnects, how to get those to penetrate there, how to get the software to scale properly for it. It's probably the most fascinating sector right now.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, how Cray is able to succeed in this market. Obviously, they're going up against, these bigger tier one vendors here, but, they've sort of got a specialized focus. So it will be interesting to see if they're able to get market share with this.
Yeah, well, they've got the right product for it. Sales and marketing and channels will continue to be a challenge, as it is with the CX-1, but they've got the right product for it, which is always a nice start.
Okay, well, we'll be keeping an eye on that, and I think that's where we'll wrap up the show for this week, and we'll be back next week, and we'll see you then, I guess, Addison.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Michael.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.